Blog Talk Radio.
I think I let me say, I looked on the line here, and I believe Sister Gina's on the line. Are you there, Sister Gina? Why don't you give your praise report? Amen. We hear you.
Amen.
Bring to everyone on the prayer line. I want to thank the Lord for another day that He has allowed me to see. Even though I'm still in the hospital, I'm believing God that they're going to release me on today. I thank Him for where He brought me from, because it really was a frightening experience. What, as I told you all on Monday, the pastor brought a message entitled Restore, and I thank God for how He has restored my speech. He has, my hand has quit shaking. Every now and then there may be a little tremor, but I thank God that I am able to use it, and I thank Him because He's still healing me, and I ask you all to continue to pray for me.
God bless you. Ambassador-elect Sister Gina, I believe this will be a step down, a step up. I believe God's going to completely heal your body.
Amen.
Amen. I believe He's going to heal your immune system, and God's just going to bless you. So get ready and expect God to do miracles in the name of Jesus. Okay. Somebody who wants to encourage her, have a word of prayer. I open the line for a word of prayer. Amen, if you want to. Amen. Anyone?
God bless you. This is Ambassador Pfeiffer. I just want to say, Sister Gina, be encouraged. The youth prayer line misses you, and we're just praying that God will send you back totally restored. And we thank God for the blood. We thank God for covering you. We thank God for the hedge of protection He put round about you, and we ask that He keep you covered with the blood. Even there in the hospital room, we ask Him to anoint you even the more. Anoint you. Hallelujah. Anoint the rooms, the doors, in Jesus' name. We ask that this enemy be bound, north, south, east, and west, in the name of the Father, Son, and in the Holy Ghost. We pray and we love you so much that there is nothing you can do about it. God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you, Sister Gina. This is Mother Justin from Kansas City. This is just one of those fiery trials you're going through. Because we're going to be tried. I think not strange concerning fiery trials, which comes to try you as though some strange thing happened. Nothing strange. I've been there, done that. But just hold on to the unchanging hand of God. Because He see you and He knows you. But things we have to go through to get to where the Lord wants us to go. So just hold on and get to where God is trying to take you. And you'll find out that the Lord wants to take you a step higher. God of heaven, in the name of Jesus, we pray you to touch Him right now. Bind every evil spirit that come away. Satan, we command you by the authorities of God and the Spirit of God, the anointing of the Holy Ghost, to take your hands off Sister Gina right now. Come on out of there and take your hand off. You got to go. The Bible tells us to submit ourselves to God and resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So we are resisting you, Satan, right now. In the name of Jesus, take your hands off. Lift her up where she belongs. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, thank God. Thank God. Amen.
Thank
Amen. God.
God
bless you.
God bless you. All right.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, we can hear you.
Hello. We can hear you. Go ahead.
We can hear you. Go ahead, Dr. Lacey.
God bless you this morning, Mother Johnson, for that inspirational word. It was just great. And I want to thank God for Sister Gina. Sister Gina, just keep looking up like I did. I look up to the hills, but what's come is my help. All of your help has got to come from God. I had a bad headache last night. I mean, the headache was just, oh, God, it was just so bad. But after getting prayer from Dr. Johnson, I was able to go on to sleep. And I just thank God for all that he do and has done for me in the past, and I'm just looking to the future. Mother Johnson, you keep me going, you and Sister Gina, Dr. Johnson, and Sister Betty. And we just thank God for everybody on the prayer line this morning. God bless each of you, and you have a wonderful day.
God bless you. All right, let's open the line up for any more praise reports. You got a praise report. God's done anything for you. The line is open to you. Come off of mute.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody, again. This is Charlotte, 816. I just want to thank God for what he did for my husband yesterday through the IRS. We have been paying the IRS heavily, heavily, heavily because of where my husband works and what he does. And I thank God yesterday. I'm going to give the praise report for my husband. I don't know if he recognizes the miracle, but I'm going to give the open praise for Douglas Gray. Not doubting Doug or not saying what he doesn't know, but I just want to recognize God and just thank you, Lord, for what you did for my husband, God. Give him the wisdom, Lord, and continue to inspire him. And I also want to give God the praise on what he's doing for me as a wife, to be supportive and quiet and more prayerful. And I just want to give a shout-out to Sister Gina. Me and you shared that oil. I'm just thanking God for you. Now, ever since I heard about that message that Dr. Bernard gave, Sunday has been my spirit all week long, and I can't wait till he does it next week. God will recover all. So I'm just thanking God for you, Sister Gina. You're an inspiration to all of us younger women. So I just thank God. I thank God for you. Continue to just believe the Lord. I love you, Sister Gina. God bless y'all. Have a good day, everybody.
Thank you so much. Any other praise reports?
Bless you.
Well, praise the Lord. God bless you all again this morning. Praise the Lord. I'm just talking a whisper this morning. Praise God. I'm quiet before the Lord. I have to minister out the house on tonight. But I certainly want to thank God for the ministry of Sister Gina Hodges. I just thank God for her. She's a servant of the Most High God, and I pray that she's on the line to see this. I've been there, done that. Amen. Praise the Lord. I was in and out of ambulances, taxi cabs, cars, and so much with my husband until it seemed like it was a routine thing. But I'm like Mother Johnson, God was perfecting some things concerning him, and the Lord is perfecting some things concerning Sister Gina. I know that God is not through with her yet, and that's why I can't do no more than what Mother Johnson did. I just tag along with her prayer, and I know God is able. I'm going to share this one thing, and I'm off the line. I just wanted to say that my heart goes out to her so until I felt like I wanted to just come there and just wait on her for a while. Because she's such a servant to someone else, to so many people. And one of the things I asked the Lord to take me off my job is because I wanted to be a missionary. Praise the Lord. But if God say the same, amen. I just wanted to embrace her and be there for her for whatever she needed, because other people work and they can't always get off. But I pray God's blessings upon her mightily. God, you all be encouraged in the Lord. God bless you all. It's my prayer.
Bless you.
Anyone else with a praise report?
Praise the Lord. This is Prophetess Dis, and I just give God the glory for what he has done this week in a revival. This is the last night, and I just praise God for his goodness. And to Sister Gina as well, I'm en route on the highway. I'm driving 2 hours away from where I live to pick up my dad and take him to the doctor to get a shot, a chemo shot. But you know what? I know what God is doing in the midst. We walk by faith and not by sight. We see that God is stretching our faith and strengthening in the process. So while you are in the bed resting, just allow God just to minister to you. Glory to God. Just like he told Lazarus' sister Mary and Martha, that was not to death, Just believe it. God continued on his ministry. Stay strengthened and stay strong. Witness to everybody that come in that room because God's got something for them, and he's going to do it through you. You know, there's a scripture about travailing until Christ be formed in you. God is probably resting you because somebody need a birthing when they come through your room. God bless you. God bless you, woman of God. God bless you, woman of God. Be encouraged. Have a great day.
Good morning, Washington from Louisiana. I praise and thank God. I thank God for the miracle he just performed for me. I've been on mute for quite a few days, and I couldn't get off. And just 5 seconds ago, the command was, you are now off mute, and I praise God for that. I've been trying to get in to say something to Mother Johnson and to encourage Mother Johnson. Mother Johnson, you are a woman of Zion. You're a mother of Zion, and you keep on blessing us, and God is keeping you here so that you can continue to encourage the other women of God. And we pray God's choices, blessings upon you, and know that, hallelujah, we're praying with you on the behalf of your grandson, and God says it's all well. God has heard you, and he has answered your prayers. Hallelujah. In the process of him answering your prayers, he's working on your grandson's heart and his mind. Hallelujah. And we thank God for you, and I praise God and thank God for Sister Gina. Hallelujah. Satan is trying to stop you and hinder you from doing God's will, but God has a greater blessing for you. Hallelujah. This is just a temporary setback. God is going to give you a complete healing in your body. Hallelujah. And we bind all of Satan's tactics that he brings against God's people, and we send forth the ministering angels to go forth ascending and a descending for God's servants everywhere. And I thank God for the prayer line. God is so good ever since Dr. Bernard prayed for me and my body. I've been feeling so good, but I couldn't get off mute to say thank you. But I send the thanks and the praises up to God, and God is a good God. God bless each and every one of you on this prayer line. Hallelujah. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you for all the praise reports this morning. Somebody may have a prayer request. You may put names on the prayer line, on this prayer list, or if you have a prayer request, either one. But this is the time we're going to take a few prayer requests before we get off the line today and maybe get some prayer. In fact, get some prayer for you. If you have a prayer request, the line is open to you.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Sister Sheila, 860. I just want to continue to pray for Sister Gina. I love her so very much, and I know we all do. So I'm just asking God for a special blessing on Sister Gina on this day. God bless you. Thank you.
Any other prayer requests?
Evangelist Gloria Ellington, just need a prayer.
Oh. Yes, we hear you. Go ahead. Go ahead. All right. Anyone else?
Sister Lily Garnett, unspoken.
All right. Good. Thank you so much. Anyone else with a prayer request?
This is Mother Britt. I thank God for the prayer line, everyone on the prayer line. And I thank God for Gina, Sister Gina. And I want to continue to lift her up. And I want you to lift up Michael Goodwin. He want a finance blessing. And Jarrell Lied. He want a good. He want a study job. He want to get a regular job. And his wife to get a study job. And they need all of me finance blessing. But most of all, they need to be filled with God's Holy Spirit. So fill them with the Holy Ghost. Along with that prayer request, I want you to fill them with God's Holy Spirit. And thank you for everybody on the prayer line.
Thank you, Mother Britt. All right. Are there any other names that you want to put on the prayer list? If so, the line is open to you. Any prayer requests? The line is open to you. All right.
Sister Gwen, 314, I want prayer for my family.
All right. You want to give your name or not?
Just to Gwen.
Gwen, all right. For your family, all right. Anyone else?
Yes, good morning. This is Deborah Pryor, and been on mute for a while, but I just thank God for each of you. Thank God for what I heard today, and definitely continue prayer for my family, the Pryor family, the Bass family, and the Anderson family.
All right, God bless you. Anyone else?
Thank you.
Good morning, 913. You understand you're an early release for Craig Williams.
Right.
Do you hear me, Pastor?
Yes, ma'am, Mother Daniel. We got Craig Williams. All right.
Okay, thank you. Love y'all.
Thank Love you, Mother Daniels. God bless you. But can we stop and get some prayer? Anyone want to pray? Amen. I know we got all kind of saints on this line, and you can get a prayer, too. Amen. If you desire to pray, the line is open to you. Anyone who feels led to pray, open mic. Right, saints of God, let's pray one for another. And lift each
God
other
of heaven, God of heaven, in the name of Jesus. Lord, here we are before you with thanksgiving. We first want to thank you because you said in everything, give thanks for it's the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. And we ask you right now, Lord, to reach out and touch Mother Daniel. You see her. She's a good-hearted person. Love everybody. And I know you see her and you know all about her because you made her. Now, Lord, we ask you to reach out right now and touch her body. Whatever is causing, my God, is wrong with her. We know you're able to clear it up and able to touch and heal. Touch and heal, heal, heal. And lift her up, Lord, where she belongs in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
You can and believe you will. Oh, God, touch and give her deliverance, we pray. Bind the devil that come against her. Satan, God, bind you in the name of Jesus. You must take your hands off of her. The word of God's against you. The anointing of the Holy Ghost comes against you. And we come against you also, Satan, you got to go. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Thank God. Thank God. Amen. And
thank,
amen.
Thank you.
Anybody else
want to pray? Yes, Lucia,
you got to go.
We'll pray. If the Lord leads you to pray, don't hesitate. Just go ahead and pray this morning. You may not know all the names, but you can pray a general prayer. Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for another day that you have allowed us to see. I'm asking you, Lord, if you would please forgive us all of our sins. God, I'm thanking you for standing and just
yes, Lord, thank you.
How to call on your name. God, I'm thanking you because I know you today as a healer. I know you as a restorer. I know you as a deliverer. I know you as a keeper. God, I know you as a provider. I know you as my Savior. Lord, every prayer request that has gone up today, I'm asking you. Right now, you pray in the name of Jesus. Those that are looking for jobs, Lord, I'm thanking you for praying. Those with the unspoken request, you know what they are requesting, Lord. You know their hearts. You know their desires and their needs. Even though they didn't openly speak in it, God, you know you're just that good and you know what's on their hearts. I'm asking that you continue to look over our leader. Look over every household that's working. God, look on everybody in this hospital, not only this hospital, our hospitals around the world. Look on those behind that wall, behind the prison wall, Lord. I'm asking you for a great anointing on their lives. I continue to bless us as we go through the weekend. I'm asking you to protect us from any hurt or harm in the future. And allow us to meet here again on Monday morning. Thank God. Amen.
Thank you so much, Sister Gina, for praying from the hospital. God bless you. Anyone else have a prayer this morning? The line is open to you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, I pray that you look on Sister Sheila. Help her, God, in Jesus' name. Bless her family. Jesus, Gloria Ellington. Oh, God, grant her unspoken. Now, I pray that you look on Sister Lily Garnett and grant her unspoken request. God, thank you for Mother Britt, such a faithful soldier who's been there with us for a long time. God, hear her prayer and give her her heart's desires in the name of Jesus. Look on Michael Goodman, and bless his finances. Help him, God, through the storm. Look on the rail lights. Give him a great job in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord, please do.
Pray for Sister Gwen, that you would touch and bless her finances and bless her family, Lord.
Mm.
Help them all. Save every one of those who are lost in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Pray for Deborah Pryor in the name of Jesus. Pray for the Bass family and the Anderson family and the Pryor family. Oh, God, touch, heal, deliver.
Yes.
Set free in the name of Jesus. I pray for the Diggs family. Touch Dr. Diggs and help her in every situation.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, in the name of Jesus. Thank you so much. God bless all of them, I pray, in the name of Jesus. I pray also that you help Dr. Mary Lacey in Jesus' mighty name.
And Lord bless her, we pray.
Unspoken request, help her, Lord, in Jesus' name.
That's
pray that bless Lady Betty, Lord, and encourage her heart. Help her and give her strength in her body. In the name of Jesus. Bless, 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 bless. Lord, look on Mother Daniel. I pray in the name of Jesus that you touch her. Bless her family. Look on Brother Craig, who's going through a storm right now. Help him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Look on Dolly Taylor. Strengthen her body, Lord, and heal her body. Pray that you look on Sister Gina. Heal her body. Strengthen her body. In Jesus. Look on Mother Johnson. I pray and thank you for healing her back and continue to heal her back, Lord. And whatever that is in her femur, her thigh, I pray, God, that you let it be completely dissipated and let her be well in Jesus' name. Oh, God, fix that situation and bless her and help her in Jesus' name. Look on every person on this prayer.
Yes, yes.
Pray for healing virtue.
Yes, sir.
Touch, heal. Touch eyes. Touch ears. Touch every organ in the name of Jesus. Anybody having cancer, completely heal cancer.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name. Diabetes, completely healed. Diabetes, carpal tunnel, so many things. High blood, bring it down, God. Low blood, bring it up. So many things, God. We're just looking to you. You are the miracle worker. God, my God. Thank you for your presence in the room, because whenever you're in the room, everything is subject to you. Every disease is subject to you. Every problem is subject to you. You are a problem solver. Shout your mighty hand over the people everywhere. Moved by your power divine. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. The word says that every knee shall bow on earth and beneath the earth. Every knee shall bow. Resurrection blood of Jesus is available right now. Shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Yeah, beneath the earth. That means you too, devil. Every team have to bow. Confess that Jesus is Lord. Take your hands off the people. Get out.
You know what I mean?
Resurrection blood of Jesus is there. God, thank you, thank you, thank you. Heal, Lord.
Heal. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Everybody who hears me right now, hold your hand out. I'm going to ask God to anoint your hand. Hold your hand out. Every person needing a healing in your body, every person got a problem, brother, blood of Jesus, hold your hand out now. Father, your word tells us that you're not a respecter of persons. May I just say this, Lord? You touched Moses, and he had a stick. And you declared the stick was a rod.
You
jumped in that rod.
Yes.
And when it hit and he held it out, even a whole sea sit back and hush like a baby. It obeyed you because it recognized that God, Jehovah, was standing before it, its creator. Even the waters you created. And God, since you did it for Moses, what about the people on this line? You're not a respecter of persons. What about touching their hands? I'm asking you, may I ask you to touch every one of their hands? Those hands held out and the people who are obeying your prophets. Touch their hands in the name of Jesus. And let the anointing in your presence, God, be in their hands. Just as Moses held out the rod toward the sea and you let a miracle happen, God, I'm asking that whenever they lay their hand on their body, any person sick, I'm asking you to let a miracle happen in the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus. If I ask you anything in your name, you would do it that the Father may be glorified. All the glory and the honor be unto the Father.
Yes.
But you just, if you would just let the hand be a rod now. Woman, be healed. Man, be healed. Lay your hand on whatever problem you got. Heal in the name of Jesus. Be healed. The resurrection blood of Jesus be laid upon you.
Oh, you can.
The oil of the anointing that destroys every yoke be laid upon you. The presence of God is in your room. Receive it now. Receive the healing of the Lord now on every problem.
No.
Blood of Jesus prevails. The blood of Jesus prevails. Receive the anointing. Woman, be healed. I command you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, man, be healed. Oh, thank you, God, because you said whatever we loose on this earth shall be loosed in heaven. In the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm not going to wait to get the report. I'm thanking you in advance because I believe your word. And I believe you, Lord, if we have the faith as a grain of a mustard seed, we can speak into the mountain, and even a mountain will get out of the way. I believe you, Lord. Mountains are being moved right now. Mountains of sickness, mountains of disease. Mountains of trouble, mountains of problems. Loose, get out. You don't deserve to be there. Vagabond, trying to take control. You a liar. You have no control. The presence of the Lord is here. I can feel him in the atmosphere. Thank you, 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 thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, 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 thank you. Power of God prevailing on this line. I ask the Holy Ghost to take over. You can't take over. The Holy Ghost has taken over, and he's moving by his power divine. Thank you, God. In the name of Jesus, we praise you. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory. In the name of Jesus, we ask all
these. In the name of Jesus.
And thank you because they are done. And thank God. Amen. And amen. And amen. God bless all of y'all. Oh, my God. This is Friday. I always forget. But if anybody wants to say a word before we leave, it's open to you. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
God bless all of y'all. Have a wonderful day. The Lord be praised, and the blessings of the Lord be upon you. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. We'll hear you back on the line on Monday. God bless all of you.
God bless you, too.
Thank you.
Whatever you're going to do, remember, it's going to be all right.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Pretty good. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, bless your name, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
God bless all of y'all. Have a wonderful weekend. Keep me in your prayers. God bless you.
Bless you.
God bless you, Dr. Jameson.
God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. Keep me in your
God prayers. God bless you. Do the same.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.